You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Portage School Board members discussed their preferred candidate for superintendent and possible employment details before they publicly identified Greg Gray as the sole finalist. Gray has since decided to stay in Brighton, where he's the superintendent of that school district. MLive Kalamazoo education reporter Julie Mack has been examining the emails, which were obtained under the Freedom of Information Act, and reporting on them, and she joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's a lot of information in these emails and the stories that people would have seen in the Kalamazoo Gazette or on MLive. What are perhaps the biggest red flags raised about possible violations of the Open Meetings Act?
Well, probably they crossed the line in two different areas. And I should preface this by saying I'm not a lawyer. This is a nuanced law. So I'm telling you things based on other lawyers that I have talked to and people who are more expert in this than I am. But there's probably two areas in which they could have violated the Open Meetings Act. And one is that all seven board members had extensive conversations, or at least one extensive conversation with Gray before he was named as a finalist. And if you look at the court rulings involving the law, you were not supposed to be having private interviews with candidates or potential candidates. So that was one thing. The other thing is that the court rulings are pretty explicit that you cannot narrow the pool in public. You can't come out of a closed session and say, here's the people that we're interviewing. You're supposed to have that discussion in public. But you can talk about the candidate's qualifications, but you can't be ranking them. You can't be talking about who you like best in private. You're supposed to have that in public. And that clearly didn't happen here. They came, you know, the emails show that they had pretty much decided that Gray was their guy before they had a public discussion about it.
The emails also show that the search consultant that Portage had brought on to assist with this search was raising some questions himself about whether or not the board was being transparent enough in their proceedings, correct?
That is true. There are two different emails in which, in both cases, he was saying they were having this closed-door meeting, and he was saying you should be having part of this meeting in public, and he was specifically saying you need to have this kind of discussion in public. And if you look at what the rulings are in the Open Meetings Act, although he never used the word Open Meetings Act, you can see that he was talking about it from a legal standpoint. And in both cases, you can see emails from, well, the board president saying, no, we're not going to do that. And it's unclear whether the board president didn't understand that this could be violating the Open Meeting Act, or someone else was telling him that it wouldn't, or what his rationale was. You know, his emails were just pretty clipped saying, nope, we're not going to.
We knew that the Portage School Board was not happy with the initial pool of applicants that they had in front of them, and that therefore they decided to look outside of that pool and go to Greg Gray. Is this the first time that we got an indication that Greg Gray himself said that he didn't want to be involved in this search if he had to go up against other finalists?
Yes, that's news. And that's actually a pretty big development and really probably got them into trouble. Because he said, I don't want to interview against other candidates, that's why they chose him as the only finalist. They liked him. That was the only way to get him, you know, to interview him. I mean, that was the condition that he laid. But because they named only one finalist, everyone had all these, that didn't make sense to a lot of people in the public, which is why that's why we did the FOIA. There were a lot of questions about there, what made them decide to only go with one person.
And of course, since Greg Gray withdrew from the search himself and decided to stay in Brighton, it means that Portage still is searching for a superintendent. There was this statement that came out from Rob Olson, who's the interim superintendent, saying that board members will not contact candidates or potential candidates for superintendent before interviewing them in open session, even if that's requested by a potential candidate. So as Portage tries to move forward and find a superintendent, how much of a tightrope will they be walking here of trying to do what is called a targeted search and at the same time not violate the Open Meetings Act?
You know, that's a good question. I think that one of my jobs, though, I think, is to find out exactly what are the rules in terms of these so-called targeted searches. it seems to me that this has become a more popular strategy for finding superintendents, particularly at a time when the pool is not great for high-quality candidates. But it also seems that these really do sort of skirt the law, because you're not this is supposed to be an open and transparent process. And the whole point of a targeted search is that a lot more is going behind the scenes. So I think one thing that Portage and, honestly, the public in Kalamazoo need to find out is, what are the rules for a targeted search to have that within the law?
Okay, we have about 30 seconds left. Julie, we've talked before about Portage wanting to move beyond the drama of Marsha Wells and the drama of Rick Perry. Do they have a new drama on their hands right now regarding how they search for a superintendent?
Well, it seems to be that they do. I don't think that it's on the level of the other two, but it certainly created an unnecessary distraction for them. And I don't think that they're very happy with the way that this has turned out. I don't think that they're happy with the fact that it has gotten reported in the news media. But it is what it is. And, you know, they definitely need to figure out how to turn the story around and make it more positive.
All right. Thank you for your time this morning, Julie. Julie Mack is education reporter for MLive Kalamazoo.